How's everyone? It's been a beautiful weekend. Good to see all the smiling faces. Hello, everyone on the internet. Our camera is right above y'all, just letting you know. Welcome, everybody. We're super excited to have the Riborde family here. We have been super glad to partner with you guys, and we love y'all, and excited to have Suhas teach this morning on kindness. And there's a verse that many of you probably know, Micah 6:8, that says, "He has shown you, a man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." So may we focus on the kindness of the Lord and how to walk humbly with him this morning. Pray with me, and then we'll jump into announcements. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for partners in ministry like the Ribordes, and we pray a special blessing over their family. And we also ask that you would speak through Suhas this morning and give him boldness, give him power, Holy Spirit, to teach on kindness. And Lord, may we see you for who you are. May we see that your kindness leads us to repentance, and may we turn and act in kindness to all of our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen. My beautiful wife.
He's laughing because I told him not to say that again this morning, and he did it anyway. Good morning, everybody. Jamasiki. I have just a couple of announcements for us here this morning. The first one is we're going to recite our mission statement together, so if everyone would please, loud and proud with me, read it. Connection Fellowship Church exists to see people saved, gathered, transformed, and sent out as we passionately celebrate God's greatness together. Oop, I messed it up a little bit, but next is, we are getting new floors here at the church, so we're getting new carpet, we're getting a lot of stuff done. Thank you so much, Brett and his team, for all the hard work you've done to get all that orchestrated and set up, but we need some help after service. We've got to clear out all of these chairs so that the workers, when they come, they're able to just get right to work. So if you could please make some plans to just stay after for a few minutes and pick up a couple chairs around you, that would be so, so helpful. This will go on for the next 2 weeks, so we'll have to work together to pick up the chairs and put them back as the work is being done. But it's super exciting because we need new carpets. So the next announcement is that Easter Sunday, we are having a welcome back invitation service. So I'm looking at everybody at home, and for those of you who haven't been able to join us in a while, if you're willing and able, we would love to invite you back to start coming back to service, and we're going to have a wonderful Easter celebration April 4th. Outdoor access and childcare is to be announced. Next, couple of last announcements. We have a partnership with Oakview Senior Living Center for 2021. And for Easter, we're making bird feeders and we're writing cards to pass out to the residents and to the staff. So the first thing is, there's a couple ways you can participate. We got to collect 65 tin cans for the bird feeders. So please eat some soup or something else that's in a can and wash it out and bring it for us. And that way, we'll have enough cans to be able to make those bird feeders. The next way you can participate is by coming to a fellowship and craft day on March 27th from 9 to 11 a.m. And we want to welcome all crafters, teenagers, and kids to come out for that to help us actually assemble the bird feeders. And Amy and Anna are going to lead that up because they're the really, really crafty ones here. And we would love to have a good group show up for that. Participating in this bird feeder project is a way to get your family involved and get your kids involved. The third way that you can participate is by writing an encouraging letter. So each Sunday up until Easter, we're going to have a table set up in the back, a letter writing station for the residents and for the staff, please just drop by and write a couple notes. We're also going to invite you on March 27th at the same time as the craft day to come out from 9 to 11 and finish up writing those letters, because we got to write about 120. So we need some help. And you can also email in or mail in a letter if you can't come in person. And I think that's all I have for today. So we're going to switch gears.
If you guys want to stand, we can sing. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here. And we are not new to this church. We've been here several times before. But I want to praise God for the privilege I have to be able to share from the Word of God this morning. For those of you who have never heard me speak, you will have to listen to me carefully because I don't speak American English. I don't speak Southern English. We have had some influence of British English growing up in India. So my language is all messed up. So just listen carefully and you'll get it. But we want to thank the Connection Fellowship for your partnership with us. God has brought us here, given us the privilege to serve here. And in God's divine provision, we got connected to Natalie first and then eventually with Andrew. And through them, we got connected to this wonderful fellowship. And we appreciate your prayers for us. And time and again, the support that we receive from you. We really praise God. Even though this is a comparatively small congregation, but your emphasis on mission, and as I see those arrows, the ministries that you've been supporting, we really thank God for all of you and the heart that God has given you for missions. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a great blessing. And so before we get into the Word of God, let me lead us in prayer. Father, as we quieten our hearts before you, we want to acknowledge your presence right here in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for this church and praise you, Lord, for what you have been doing in and through them. And this morning, we thank you that as a family, we have the privilege of fellowshipping together in this time of worship. Pray that you will bless this time for all of us. Even Lord, as I bring the word of God, I pray that you will anoint me afresh by your Spirit. Touch my lips, cleanse me, Lord, so that all that you have ordained for me to speak, that I will be able to share with your people faithfully. Lord, I pray that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart together be acceptable in your sight, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm glad that you are in the series of Fruit of Spirit. And today, as we all know, it's kindness, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. When you come from another country and try to adjust in new culture, and particularly for us and me in particular, when we as a family came and I had to open bank account, and in India, I had bank account. If you don't have sufficient funds, and if you write a check by mistake, the check will always bounce, and you'll have to pay a small fee for that. But here, to my surprise, maybe it was second month that we were here, by mistake, I wrote a check, and somehow it got cleared, and my balance went into negative. And I didn't have any other bank account. I didn't have any money to sort of go to the bank and make it proper. And so I was really struggling. And so in my struggle, I went to the bank, went to the manager's chamber and explained to her what was happening. And she didn't say anything. She said, hold on, and she went. And I was sitting there. Maybe she saw something on my face. But in about 10 minutes, she came back and she had an envelope. And in that envelope, there was money that was more than enough to bring my bank account to where it should be. Wonderful act of kindness that I experienced from a person whom I had never met. You know, God uses kindness of people in our lives and shows us his kindness even through different people, different individuals. And I want to praise God for this wonderful experience that I had. I don't know if this ever has happened to you, the bank manager trying to collect money and help you to make your account all right. I think it is rare, but God did it for us. And I'm so grateful. This was the first experience of kindness that we experience, and I will never forget that. In Strong Concordance, kindness is explained like kindness is doing something and not expecting anything in return. Kindness is something that we do for others and don't expect anything back. As I was preparing, I came across World Kindness Day. I didn't know this before, that there is supposed to be a World Kindness Day. And there are a number of things I found online. And it says that on that, and which is supposed to be on November the 13th, it's the World Kindness Day. And there was one article, it says 10 ways to show kindness. First thing, compliment the first three people you talk to. Write a handwritten notes to a teacher. Say good morning to the person next to you on the elevator. Pick up litter. Spend 10 minutes cleaning a park or your neighborhood. Place uplifting notes in library books, on restroom mirrors, on someone's locker, or on their computer screen. Dedicate 24 hours to spreading positivity on social media. Hold up inspiring signs during rush hour. Leave a generous tip. Send flowers to a friend. Set an alarm to go off 3 times on World Kindness Day. When the alarm sounds, stop whatever you're doing and call or text or email someone simply to tell them how awesome they are. It's a nice thing that somebody thought that there should be a World Kindness Day, and those who follow it, it's a good thing that they do. But you know, when I read that, I was thinking that we don't have to force ourselves to be kind on one day in a year, right? We don't have to do it just one day of the year. Fruit of the Spirit is something that God expects in us every day, all the time. You know, when he fills us with his Spirit, he desires that the fruit of the Spirit is visible. You know, no fruit will come just immediately, right? We plant a seed, then it sprouts, it starts growing, and eventually it starts bringing forth the fruit. John chapter 15, perhaps we have this to go on the screen. Bible says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. The very purpose why God has chosen you and me, that we should become fruitful. We should be able to bear fruit for our God. That's the reason why he has chosen. And this process begins once you are saved, once you begin your walk with the Lord, and this process continues as long as you live. God desires for you and me to be fruitful as his people, as saved people, as people belonging to him, to be fruitful all the days of our lives. About kindness, there will be just three things that I'll be mentioning. God's kindness, which is the fruit of the Spirit, he desires to see that in you and in me. He has commanded kindness, and there are three Bible references that I'll be using one after the other. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, then Colossians 3, 12, and 2 Peter 1 and 7. Ephesians 4, 32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another. In fact, for us as people of God, God did not give this as an option that, okay, as and when possible, try to be kind. It is a command. Be kind and compassionate. And why has it been commanded? That in our fallen nature, that is not part of us. That is not part of who we are. And that's why we have been commanded that we are to be kind and compassionate to one another. Colossians 3:12 reads, clothe yourselves with kindness. Also 2 Peter 1:7, Add to your godliness brotherly kindness. So what does this kindness simply mean to us? And James chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17, if we want to summarize that, I will say kindness is simply love in action. Right? You don't have to go around saying that I am a kind person. But you know, by our fruit, they will recognize. The kindness will be seen as to what we do and how we behave and how that kindness is manifested in and through our lives. There is a difference between kindness that is natural and kindness that comes from God. There are so many people who do not know the Lord, and they're kind, right? I was quite fascinated because these days many people are so much kind about animals, right? Much more than human beings, some people are so passionate and kind for animals, and it's a good thing. And so all the natural man does the work of kindness. Coming from India, I have an example. Some people are very kind to cows in India. In fact, cows are holy. Many people worship them. I have many stories that are gross also, but I won't mention. But animals are worshipped. On one particular day, even bulls, which used to be like tractors in earlier days, on one day, they have no work, and people worship them, give them nice food to eat, and bulls are worshipped on one day, even though now tractors are there in India, but still on that day, bulls are worshipped. Cows are worshipped. They are so kind to animals and cow and worship them. But you know, several people are killed because they have slaughtered cow. Now, how does that go? You're so kind to an animal, but there is a kind of or group of people, they consider cows so holy that they say that you should not slaughter cows. And so every now and then there will be incidents in some town or village in India that people, a group of people will gather, and whoever has slaughtered cow, they will kill that person. So much so that in one incident, they were just going around, they went inside one house, and in the freezer of their refrigerator, they found frozen meat. And just husband and wife were living there. And they killed both husband and wife. Later on, when that meat was taken, it was found out it was goat meat, not even cow meat. This is how people are, so much kind to animals, but God wants us to be kind, and we should be able to recognize the difference that animals are animal and kindness is like men or people deserve kindness better than the animals. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, there is one expression, riches of his kindness. Riches of his kindness. God has been so kind to us, and out of his riches, out of the riches of his kindness, that he has saved me and you. What did we have that God should be so mindful of us? It's only because he has been so good and kind to us that he sought after us. He saved us, and now we belong to the family of God. Biblical kindness is the fruit of the Spirit. And this fruit comes out of pure, loving heart. This kindness is selfless. Kindness can be shown to anyone, whether they know the Lord or whether they're altogether heathen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, we read, God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. God is so kind. It does not make difference in showing kindness. He sends rain everywhere, even in the nations where they do not recognize him at all. We had one powerful example in India several years back. Graham and Gladys Staines, you must have heard this name, were Australian missionaries in a state called Orissa in India. In the year 1999, it was summertime, Graham and his two sons were sleeping in their car outside their home. And a group of people who did not like Christianity, these people were medical missionaries. They were serving among the lepers. I don't know if anybody has seen a real leper. But if you come to India with us sometimes, God willing, perhaps you might be able to sight a leper. They're like, if you're not a medical person, you would not even like to go near that person. They look terrible. And this missionary couple was serving among such people. But alongside, they were also sharing the gospel. And these fanatic Hindus didn't want that to happen. So this group of people came in the night, poured gasoline on their car, and put some wood around and put gasoline there, and set three of them on fire. And all three of them, they burned to death inside the car. This happened in 1999. They died. They laid down their life. But you know, Gladys, the wife, and one child that survived, they decided to stay there and continue the ministry. I was thinking, if I was there, the survivor, I would say, nothing doing now. Stop the ministry, pack up, go back home. But they decided to continue their ministry. The death of her husband did not discourage her, but it stirred more compassion and kindness in her heart. What Gladys did, that is kindness. Literal kindness in action. We have biblical examples also. You know, there are so many examples in the Bible, like Moses, Boaz, Good Samaritan, the Philippian jailers. If you read their stories, you can see the kindness that they showed in what they did. But I would like to especially highlight the example of David in 2 Samuel chapter 9. And if you look in that chapter, verse 1, David asks, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" David wanted to show kindness, and so he inquired, "Is there anyone in Jonathan's house?" And what they discovered was verse 5. Verse 4, I'll read. There are lots of things that, but Ziba answered, "There is a man, he is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, at Lodibar." And King David asked him to bring him. His name was Mephibosheth. David wanted to show kindness. And this man, Bible says he was crippled. Who was he? He was from the family of enemy. David was so kind that when he wanted to show kindness, he brought this man who was crippled, and he was brought in the presence of King David. Now, this man was so overwhelmed with the kindness that he was receiving. Verse 8, Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" He was so humble that he considered himself nobody, and he compared himself with a dead dog. David was kind. And even though Mephibosheth was nobody, but he picked him up. He brought him in his presence. And David showed him kindness. There are three things that happened to Mephibosheth. Verse 13, he found a new place. A man who was not recognized by anybody, a man who was not known by many people, but now he has been brought to the palace. He got a new place. Because of the kindness of King David, Mephibosheth got a new place. You know, it's a picture, beautiful picture of God, what he has done for us. While we were yet sinners, Bible says Christ died for us. He redeemed us. When we were nobody, God made us his children and brought him in his presence. So much so, he has given us eternal life. Mephibosheth was brought in King's presence, but he got a new place. And our new place, as one of the old songs that I knew, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures lay down somewhere beyond the blue. It's heaven, a new place that God has prepared for us. This life journey is short, but we are looking forward to a place which is eternal, place in his presence. Place that Jesus says that I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when that place is prepared, I'll come back and take you so that you will be with me. His desire is that where he is, that we should be also. So he got a new place. Chapter 9, verse 7, verses 10 and 11 and 13, if you just glance through that. In those verses, four times, it is mentioned that Mephibosheth will always eat at king's table. He got a new provision. Was brought in a new place, and new provision was. He was living in poverty. Bible does not describe how poor he was, but I'm sure that there were struggles for them. But now he's brought in the presence of the king. There is new provision. He will eat at king's table. That also simply means that all his needs will be provided for, that he will be looked after. And you know, when king provides, there is nothing lacking. That provision will be full, it will be abundant. And so he got that new provision. And Bible says that four times, that means it is important for us to understand. At new birth, we are brought in the presence of God, right? And then he provides for us. Every physical, spiritual, emotional need, he takes care of us. The moment we become a child of God, we become his responsibility in every respect. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. All other things will be added unto you. So for Mephibosheth, it was a new provision. Next, he got new parent. He was left somewhere, nobody to look after him. Chapter 9 and verse 11. He got new relationship with King David. King, as I said earlier, was enemy. When he came in the morning to see him, he came as a member from enemy's family, but at nightfall, David became his father. New relationship established. David adopted Mephibosheth into his family, and he became son of David. What a wonderful picture of what God has done for us. We have been adopted into the family of God. When we were no people, God made him his own people. And as adopted people, we have inheritance. Inheritance which he has promised to all of us. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. If you can have that on the screen, please. 1 John 3, 1 to 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is what God has promised as our father, as our parent. This blessing he has promised for all of us. His relationship is not only for this lifetime, but it goes beyond that, even through eternity. The last thing I'd like to mention, God has shown us kindness, like how Mephibosheth experienced kindness from David. But what this kindness does to us, or for us, first thing, it places a spiritual obligation on us to be kind. He has shown me kindness, so in return, I have an obligation. In Ephesians 4 and 32, we read, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ, in Christ, God forgave you. It's a spiritual obligation that we have, since he has been so good and kind to me, that I should be kind to other. Kindness sees the needs of others. Kindness responds to the needs that are around them. And that desire comes from God. Because our God is so kind, he's so gracious, so compassionate. And when we become his children, his nature, we learn to adopt his nature. And then as his people, that kindness starts flowing in our lives and through our lives. And we respond because of the inward desires that he puts in your life and my life to be kind to other people. Kindness also gets into action. Good Samaritan. Other people went by. They looked at the person in need, but they just passed by. Good Samaritan saw the need. He was moved with compassion. And he did everything that was needed for the person who was in need. As I close, I have just one question for all of us to ponder upon. Are you a kind person? Am I a kind person? And that's what God is asking me and you. Bible says, whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness, we have to sort of follow after and try to adopt this characteristic in our life, because that comes from the very heart of God. May God bless us. Let's pray. Father, your kindness is better than life. And so our lips shall praise you. We will bless you, Lord, because your kindness is better than life. Father, I want to thank you for this fruit of the Spirit that you have mentioned in the Word of God for us. I want to thank you for your compassion and kindness to each one of us. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the example that is there in the Word of God, example of David. I pray, O Lord, that from your word, you will continue to speak to our hearts. Many times, Lord, the needs are so many that our hearts are sort of hardened. But Lord, I pray that you will fill us once again. Stir our hearts, Lord, with your kindness. So that as we have experienced kindness from you, that we will be able to reflect that kindness in our everyday living. I want to thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for all those who heard your word. I pray that you will bless this so that this word will become effective in each one of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Stand as we sing one more song together.
Thank you.
Father, we just thank you so much for the reminder that we had this morning of your great kindness. I thank you for Suhasa's message and what he said. When your king is the Father, there is no lack. And I just pray that we would remember that this week, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace for any need that we have. Lord, make us more like you. Help us to be kind. And we just pray all these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Just a reminder that if you're able to stay a little while afterwards and help move the chairs to make room for the floors to be worked on, that would be great. If you have questions, you can see Brett Stripe or Bradford Hughes. Thank you. You are loved and sent. You are dismissed.